Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Living Life, a Life You. I am your host, Dr. Veronica Garcia, and today we are joined by an amazing pillar of the university and beautiful resource to the students, Mr. Vincent Hinton. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. If students haven't had the opportunity of meeting you, this is a great way for them to meet you and get to know you and start building that relationship.
Absolutely.
To put at least a face to the name.
Yes.
So Vincent, tell me a little bit or tell the community a little bit about your background.
So originally, I kind of started in the field through criminal justice, and I was working with first-time juvenile offenders. Mm-hmm. And what kind of birthed the launch into the area of counseling is that I spent a lot of time working with those young people, but I realized that the core was working with the family, because you can do so much working with the individual and then they're returned back to their home, they're turned back to their community. And if we don't do something to support the family, then all of the work that you did working with the individual doesn't always go the way that you desire. And so from that kind of led into me going into the counseling field and working on a couple of degrees under my belt related to counseling and getting licensed and everything that comes with that.
That's amazing. So what are those a couple of degrees under your belt?
So my undergrad degree is in criminal justice and my master's is in counseling, and then my EDS is in counselor education.
Amazing. So amazing. I love that. And right now you serve as the director for the counseling services at Life University. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Absolutely. And how long have you been in this position?
I have been here a little over 6 years.
Nice.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Definitely impacted my life. So I'm grateful for you and impacting the life of many students along the way. So thank you for staying and being and doing all the beautiful things that you do.
Absolutely.
What are some of those things and initiatives, I guess, that students can take advantage of when they're at Life University from this department?
So I always share with students that we love to start with a consultation and kind of helping students to understand the role of counseling and how it could benefit you. Mm-hmm. I'm always a proponent of what can we do to add tools to your toolbox that's going to help you to be a better version of yourself. Mm-hmm. So we meet with students individually and to provide services with them. We also do some wellness workshops, and the wellness workshops can span anywhere from mindfulness, self-care, managing your stress, to one that was birthed through students that came to me. And they were just like, hey, can you develop a workshop on learning how to say no? And I was like, absolutely.
Yes.
And so I love when students are engaged and they have this level of awareness and they say, this would really benefit us. As a clinician, I recognize that learning to say no can be challenging because of the guilt that can be associated with it. And so we did some role plays around that and watched some videos around that just so that they would feel comfortable kind of moving forward and navigating in the world. Because we know as a student, the skills that you learn now will be helpful for you later. Mm-hmm. We also have a couple of small groups. One is parent to parent, and it's really designed for parents or students that identify as a parent so that they can have the support that they need to assist them throughout the program. And that could be utilizing community resources to assist and help them, or what we see more than anything are new parents moving to the community and just trying to figure out how can I get acclimated to this area and what events may be happening on campus that we can bring our children to, like sporting events, lights of light, and things like that. And then we do have another small group called Circle of Hope. And Circle of Hope is for anyone experiencing any type of grief or loss. So we know that primary loss is loss of a loved one, but then there's secondary loss, loss of a job, loss of a pet, loss of your identity, loss of your community, loss of a dream hoped for. And we see that often with students that may be struggling and may need to get on the right path academically. We see students that have moved from one state to another state or one country to another country, and they just can't label the thing that they're going through. And it's just that loss. And so once they recognize it, they kind of operate differently and navigate their life differently when they're able to figure it out. So we offer a plethora of opportunities for students to kind of get engaged and hopefully recognize that mental health, well-being, it's a good thing because we do it all the time.
And that's a, I'm just taking it all in because it's so beautiful. I was not aware of like Circle of Hope, and it's so beautiful to know that this resource is open and available at as fast as an email or a call or probably a knock on the door.
Yes, yes,
that's
it is.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And I love that you say, you know, mental health is an everyday thing. I think that I am so into the groove of it being so well talked about now through social media. And it's, yes. I think it's a great thing, but it's also very trendy. What are some, I guess, pros and cons when we go into like the deep depth of social media and mental health that we should be aware of, so that we can serve ourselves and our peers and our friends and our patients better?
So, well, two things that come to mind. One is that we practice mental health techniques all the time. Mm-hmm. When we think about the music that we listen to on the way to work or on the way to class, those moments when we decide to walk around campus and we decide to practice an aspect of mindfulness. So we're doing it all the time. Those moments when we say to ourselves, oh, I just need to take a deep breath. We're practicing, but we don't always recognize that as being a part of one of the tools when it comes to our mental well-being. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's helping students recognize that you're already doing those things that's beneficial and helpful for you, mm-hmm. but to also have this level of awareness that if it's something that's negatively impacting you and it's impacting your day-to-day living, then that's when you want to kind of step back, kind of assess and have a level of awareness to say, I need some help.
Yeah.
The same way we go to the eye doctor, the same way we go to the dentist. There's tools and support staff to assist you and help you with that. When we think about social media, now, I will say that social media can be a good thing.
Absolutely.
But we have to recognize that we need to practice it in limits. Mm-hmm. For example, I share with students all the time, if you're leaving one class that's heavy in science and then you're going to another class that's history, mm-hmm. you may want to flip through social media so that you can kind of break or shift your brain to know I'm leaving one aspect of learning and I'm about to step into another class to kind of shift. Mm-hmm. But again, it's when we recognize the 15 minutes have turned into an hour,
yes.
then we may need to rethink how we're utilizing social media. Because I think that there's some really good, some apps and tools that's helpful for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned something very particular about knowing how to ask for help or when to ask for help. As a person that comes from a culture where it wasn't received, mm-hmm. especially from those that identify as a male, to ask for help and go get counseling. I guess where can we start to help them get to that mindset to an extent?
So I'm glad that you bring that up because there are implications when you think about culture. Mm-hmm. There are implications when you think about gender. Mm-hmm. And I often think about like, as a child growing up, those things that we're taught or that we're told, but we do have the wherewithal to make the shift and change. Mm-hmm. But we have to have that level of awareness to say, you know what? I need to practice something differently. Mm-hmm. So what can I do to shift or change that? I'm so excited that we are having the conversations now as mm-hmm. it relates to mental health, that we are recognizing the value and the importance of just well-being, mm-hmm. not only for students, but for staff or any profession that you may be in. I think about the students that are preparing to maybe have their own practice as a chiropractor and what they need to do to maintain their own well-being, but then mm-hmm. also the staff, because anyone that walks through their door, they're looking for a particular service. And when they perform that service well, we're going to keep coming back because of how we feel as an individual, but then the great service that they provide, you know, to us mm-hmm. through the care.
I love that.
So I guess it's one, having that level of awareness.
Yeah.
It's one, not being fearful of maybe going against the trend of what others may be doing or what you've been told in your household growing up, but just knowing what fits well for you, because one technique that may be helpful for you may not be best for another. And I'll be fully transparent. Journaling is not a technique that I go to help me, but others, they love journaling.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's more about being out in nature. It's more about exercise. It's more about filling my cup and knowing what it's going to take to fill your cup. And so sometimes culture could impact, gender could impact, But as long as you have that awareness about yourself, mm-hmm. do what works for you and follow that plan until you need new tools mm-hmm. to add to your toolbox.
And then shift.
Yes, absolutely.
I love
because it will happen.
Yeah. We're ever evolving individuals, and it's beautiful that we're in a world that a lot of things happen, but all those things affect us. So it's really important for us to be able to, you know, kind of, I always tell that to my patients, it's okay, let's evolve.
Yeah.
This didn't work anymore. Let's evolve.
Yeah.
Let's shift. Let's change. Let me refer you to someone else. I've served you to the biggest capacity that I could serve you. Mm-hmm. I think someone else can help you get to wherever you want to go. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important to also start like in putting that into the mindset of students here. A lot of the students, you know, we're in the service industry. And even if you are as a business major at Life University, it is a service industry.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. So to bring it all together, to keep them centered, that is such an amazing thing. Where can students find you?
So we're located in the RCCE building, the mm-hmm. Chiropractic Education Building in room 104.
Okay.
But we also can be found on our website. Mm-hmm. We do tabling events throughout the quarter. You can mm-hmm. just drop by the table if you have questions or have information. 3 days a week, we're over in SHS. We're in the athletic department. So we're accessible students on the other side of campus during those 3 days a week. And when I say we have an awesome staff member, Stephanie Nelson Theus, one of the counselors that's on board with us as well. So we're super excited to have her mm-hmm. to be a part of the counseling center on campus, but then also just being able to meet our students wherever. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of partnering with other campus partners like Res Life. And mm-hmm. so we will go over to primarily the Commons mm-hmm. and do different activities with the students so that they know that we're here and available to them. Mm-hmm. And I think that goes back to something that you shared earlier about removing the stigma that sometimes can be associated with mental health. Mm-hmm. When we do different activities, that's adding tools to their toolbox or mm-hmm. just like, oh, wow, well, I can do this. Mm-hmm. This is a breathing technique that's helpful for me. Mm-hmm. Box breathing is something that I start with as opposed to 4-7-8, which is a little bit more control.
Yes.
It takes a little bit more time, but it's something that all students can adapt and make it a part of their daily practice.
That's amazing. It's beautiful. And I know that as we were talking about just being entities that evolve constantly, there is some evolution happening in your department. Talk to me about those beautiful projects that are coming up.
So we have several things that's been happening, I guess, over the past 6 months, but then also coming to fruition in the early part of the year. So based on student feedback, we have created the Oasis Room. Mm. The Oasis Room is like a meditation room where students can come in, reserve the time. We have massage chairs that's in the room. We have water features, items related to lighting in the room. So mm-hmm. students can come in, determine what's going to be best for them during that time frame if they need a break during the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. We also, at the beginning of the year, hope to have begin the process to recruit students that want to be a part of Active Minds. Mm-hmm. Active Minds is a mental health peer-to-peer group mm-hmm. that you see on a lot of college campuses. And so we're trying to listen to our students so that they can be the voice of other students and share what would be important to them as well. And then we have a new position that's coming in our area, which is a student belonging position. And it's really designed to help identify those entities so students feel a sense of a community. For example, if they're students that would like to see said thing on campus, this person will be able to support and help bring whatever that may be to fruition. For mm-hmm. example, a couple of quarters ago, there were students that came to me and said, we would love to have a sign language group on campus. Mm-hmm. And so we're in conversation now. How can we bring that to fruition so that students can feel that sense of community and belonging with whatever that thing may be for them?
How amazing.
Yeah.
How beautiful.
Yeah.
I am so in awe that you are the person that's just leading this movement and also just receiving the students with the kindness and the love and the openness that you do. So thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm here to serve.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's literally where I was going is that Life University is all about serving the students. And I felt it when I moved here from feeling completely alone in a different country, different language, different all the things to, oh, I belong here.
Yes.
This is great. This is home. I can stay here. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, you can't kick me out. But it's beautiful that things are shifting and changing to allow the students to truly just be and find their light. So absolutely. thank you for driving
me. Absolutely.
I appreciate you.
Yes.
Is there anything else you would like to share with everybody?
I'm just thankful for the opportunity to be here and to encourage students to not be fearful mm-hmm. of embracing that thing that's important for them as it relates to their well-being.
Amen. I love it. Well, thank you so much for spending a little bit of your busy schedule with us. I hope to see you very soon.
Yes.
Really excited for all the projects the university and your department specific is about to throw out. So good luck with all that.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you on the next episode of Living Life, a Life You. Thank you, guys.